les interviews du Doc. C'est maintenant sur Vinyl Time.
Eh bien les amis, je vais vous faire découvrir alors un groupe très particulier puisque on va partir au Japon. Vous savez que j'adore le Japon et l'idée c'était de vous faire découvrir un groupe qui s'appelle Rock of Asia. Voilà, c'est un groupe formé depuis un petit moment maintenant par Niki Matsumoto qui est avec nous en direct depuis le Japon et on va découvrir ce groupe. Alors vous allez voir, il y a plein de sons différents, il y a des musiciens différents, il y a des instruments différents. On va découvrir ça tout de suite avec Niki. Niki, thank you so much for accepting my invitation. It's a great pleasure to speak about you, about Rock of Asia, about so many things with your music. First of all, it's a great pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for accepting my invitation. Wow, what a great surprise to hear your music.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. This is Niki Matsumoto talking from Tokyo, Japan. And bonsoir. Hello, everyone in France and any place else. And what should we talk about today? My music or my personality? Whatever you want to ask, I'm good.
voilà les amis, vous avez compris. Donc on va parler de beaucoup de choses avec Niki. Il a une longue carrière, il a beaucoup de choses à travers ses groupes. On va parler un petit peu, bien sûr, de Rock of Asia. On va parler un petit peu. On va être obligé de parler un petit peu de Fukushima. On va parler un petit peu de tout ça. Niki, my first word is just to explain or maybe introduce Rock of Asia because it's a old band because we are here since so many years. You create a first record which is called Rock of Asia in March 2011, and it's particular right. Date, of course. After that, we have becoming a new CD, Virtual Colony, in November in 2030. We have The Enchant, which is coming in November 2019. And last but right. Not least, in April, we have Asian Anthology, which is coming. So many discs. And of course, we have to speak about the first of all, of course, Rock of Asia. This album coming in March 2011. And you listen this album for the first time in your office. And you listen the first album on 11th of March was totally crazy because it's a disaster right. Locally in Japan because this is the tsunami which is coming on Fukushima and so on and so on. What a crazy right. Story behind the title called Ocean. Huh?
Yeah, of course, that was the life-changing event. Yes, actually, I formed my band, Rock of Asia, back in 2009, and we've been performing mm-hmm. recording. So the 2010 we were recording throughout the year, and we were going to release it on March 11th of 2011. Then I had no idea what was going to happen on that day. So I got my brand new CD Rock of Asia. I listened to it, I liked it. Then I started driving, and I was trying to park my car. I was listening to my album, my own album, the debut album of Rock of Asia. Mm-hmm. Then at 2:46 p.m., the earth was shaking. It started shaking yes. Like crazy. I thought my car broke down, had a four flat tires or whatever. The reason was, but it was a scary moment. But I was in a parking lot. I looked around, everything was shaking, people were running around. But then I was in a car alone, and I was in a parking lot. I didn't see anything that was going to fall on me. So I stayed in my car waiting for the shakes to stop. But it took 2 minutes, shaking. I was like, oh my God, when is it going to stop? Shook 2 minutes. So I was trying to calm down, and I was listening to this song called Ocean. I remember that. So after the earthquake stopped, I went back home. Of course, it was such a mess. And actually, you can see that on a YouTube video yeah. of the song called Ocean by Rock of Asia. My apartment, everything fell down, TV, refrigerator, everything. Such a mess. I'm trying to clean up the mess. Then I found out there was a big tsunami and I washed away so many people. And, you know, I about a 24 hours later, I listened to the song again. And the lyrics I wrote was about a fisherman who lost his family, lost home. So I was, it was quite shocking because like I knew it was going to happen. Of course, I didn't know. But, you know, it was shocking that on the day my album released, this earthquake and tsunami happened, and I was listening to this particular song called Ocean. But anyway, I thought there was some connection with some super power. So I started going to, you know, the disaster area and, you know, distributing food, helping people. So that was, yeah, like I said, it was a life-changing event.
Yeah, clear.
It is still hard to believe.
Yes, it's crazy. So I just translate right now. So que dit Nicky? Ben effectivement, donc le premier album qui est sorti, qui s'appelle Rock of Asia, il l'a eu entre les mains le 11 mars 2011. Et vous savez que le 11 mars 2011, c'est le moment où la Terre a tremblé au Japon, et c'est là où il y a eu bien sûr tout ce qu'il y a eu autour de Fukushima. Et l'idée à travers ça, c'était que il était parti écouter le titre, l'album dans sa voiture, hein, comme beaucoup, et puis il écoutait le morceau qui s'appelle Océan, et la Terre s'est mise à trembler fortement. Il a cru qu'il y avait eu un problème sur sa voiture, mais en fait non, c'était le plus grand tremblement de terre qui a eu lieu, hein, puisqu'il a fait 9.0 sur l'échelle de Richter, et donc tout a tremblé. Et l'idée derrière ce morceau, en fait, Océan, c'est un pêcheur qui a perdu sa famille, donc tout bizarrement s'est engendré à travers ce titre, à travers la musique, à travers le tremblement de terre, et puis après il y a eu toutes les conséquences qu'on a pu voir. Et comme il le dit, chez lui tout a été dévasté, et il a continué à bien sûr à vivre, mais ça a été très très difficile. Et depuis ce temps là, il y a beaucoup de choses qui ont changé, et Dieu sait qu'on parle beaucoup des centrales nucléaires en ce moment. Between your story, between this release, Rock of Asia, of course, a few words with where we are today about the nuclear weapons and something like that, Nicky, because clearly this it's crazy, because we speak today about Fukushima, 11 years. Even 11 years ago, and we come back with the same in Ukraine and something like that. That's a crazy moment. Huh? That's a crazy moment that we live. And I think what is most important is to, of course, living, share music, share passion, and it's clearly some friendship like we have today to speak about Rock of Asia, speak about you. And I think behind this strange story, we have to be positive.
Right. Yeah, we live in such a crazy world, but you have to be positive. Yeah, you're right. Anyway, I'm very impressed by your ability to translate, interpret right away. You know, that was a long story.
Yeah.
Wow.
Comme on le dit, hein, c'est quand même un moment très difficile. On vit des choses compliquées, et puis effectivement, c'est on revient un peu à la même chose. C'est très difficile, et la musique à travers ça est un point important. And some words about your records, your different records, because so many things speak about not only where we are today with worldwide situation, but it speak about some green things. Again, this different approach. What is the part? What is the part, Nicky, when you release some new songs or something like that, with where we are today? When we thinking about green line, green life, and something like that, it's so important for you to share your music all over the world to speak about where we are clearly in 2022.
Okay. I think looking back on my life, I was influenced by so many people, so many great people. And one of them, of course, is John Lennon. You know, he died at the age of 40. He was assassinated. And, you know, it happened when I was 17, I think. I thought, you know, I was still, you know, learning how to be adult at the age of 17. But, you know, I thought I like to carry on with what he was trying to do. You know, he had a song called Imagine. So I started imagining so many things about the peace of the world and stuff like that. But years passed, But you know, this event happened back in 2011, tsunami and all that. It changed myself as well. So I got involved in so many you know, volunteering, helping people. I still do a lot of volunteer work, like distributing food to children and homeless people. But music, you know, my music, of course, you know, it's my priority. And we, you know, you mentioned as well, but Rock of Asia has released 3 original albums, and 1 best album in the last 10 years. And, you know, like the first album was about ocean, about, you know, the nature relationship between human and nature and stuff like that. Second album was more of, you know, people. And the third album was about environmental issues, because I think, you know, global warming is becoming serious every year. You know, we have such a, you know, hot summer everywhere in Europe, in America, in China, in Japan as well. So people cannot stay away from this issue. But yeah, being positive, like you were saying, that I am, my next album is going to be released next year. And we have just released a song called Sunbright. You can check it on YouTube. You know, we went to Okinawa Island to shoot this music video. And it's nothing political. It's nothing negative. It's about, you know, babies coming to the world, you know, babies, newborn babies, celebration, and people loving each other, helping each other, you know. So it's very positive song. So I think somehow the next album will be very positive. I like you know, many kinds of music. I like sad music. I like happy music. And I think the next album, we are moving towards more of a happy side, because, you know, we were pretty serious about environmental problems on the last album. And you cannot just go being, you know, negative, you know, every year. So I think I'm moving towards more positive way of thinking.
Yeah.
And, you know, yeah, because I think Rock of Asia, after all, is a positive band. You know, we are trying to make people happy.
Yes, yes, clearly. And I'm so happy when I listen to your music. Ça, on était en train de dire, voilà, donc bah, vous avez compris, donc Rock of Asia, c'est quand même aussi le thème des albums qui sont différents, puisqu'ils tournent autour des problèmes environnementaux, de tout ce qui se passe dans le monde, et comme le dit Nicky, bah, les 3 albums qui sont sortis, hein, Rock of Asia, Virtual Colonies et Ancient, ils parlent soit de l'océan, soit de ce qui se passe dans la vie. Il y a eu bien sûr un best-of qui est sorti en avril, on peut découvrir plein de choses, vous allez découvrir à travers cette musique, voilà, qui est plutôt du folk, du rock, du fusion, plein de choses. Il y a des morceaux un petit peu différents, on va en parler. Il y a des sons différents, mais il y a aussi cet aspect d'être complètement positif et d'essayer d'être positif. Et donc, dans son prochain disque, le prochain disque qui arrivera certainement dans l'année prochaine, on écoutera quelque chose de beaucoup plus positif, de plus mûr. Et puis, il y a sur la page YouTube le nouveau clip que vous pourrez découvrir. Je vous mettrai le lien et on en parlera certainement juste après l'interview, puisqu'on mettra ce titre. Nicky, I just said that for everybody who is in France today, we have to go to YouTube to see this new release. But in parallel, you create some different things with your music, because what is so crazy, I would like to say, it's to have this rock attitude, rock alternative sounds with some local instruments, which is totally crazy for me, because I have no idea what is a shukashi, a biwa, or senshing.
Right.
I know violin, but the rest is totally crazy. And when I listen to your music, it's clearly something fresh, because we speak about rock, we have some guitar, something like that,
right.
And we have some local things, and I think the alchemy between the actual sounds and your local instrument, it's so crazy. Can you speak about that, Nicky?
Right. Okay, I play 2 different kinds of Japanese local music, instruments. One is biwa, But I also play sanshin. Now, biwa is a very ancient Japanese instrument. It came from Persia. You know, Persia is Iran of today. Yeah. Persia sent this biwa type of instruments. They actually call it barbat. Okay. It's you know, it's like the shape is the same as biwa. But you can also look at these Arabic instruments called oud. Oud is O-U-D. You can look it up. Okay. It traveled to India, traveled to China, then traveled to Japan. So biwa is very ancient. And the sanshin, I just played the sanshin on a song called Sunbright. Like I said, you can check it out now on YouTube. And, you know, that's like a three strings. It sounds like a banjo. But we had the koto player. We had the shakuhachi player. And we actually had the erfu player. Erfu is spelled E-U-R-L-H-U, I think. It's actually not Japanese. It's Chinese instead.
Oh, Chinese, yeah. Yes. Of course.
Chinese. See, it's rock of Asia. It's not rock of Japan. See? So when I was forming Rock of Asia, I had this idea of bringing, you know, Chinese instruments, Korean instruments, you know, all Asian instruments, you know. But then again, it was difficult because it was going to be 20 people in the band if you bring the rest of the, you know, local instruments from China and Korea, right?
Yes, yes,
so,
yes.
So yeah, I have to narrow it down. But the original idea was bringing many instruments from Asia, you know, Japan, China, but you know we have to get rid of Chinese instrument now, and mainly Japanese instruments because of the touring. When you go to like Egypt, you cannot bring too many instruments.
Yeah.
So that is why we kind of narrow it down, and we only play two or three Japanese instruments. Which are biwa, sanshin, and shakuhachi.
So I have to pronounce the same like you.
Well, voilà, it's okay. You...
Donc on parlait effectivement de la musique de Rock of Asia avec Nicky, puisque il y a des guitares, il y a de la batterie, il y a de la basse, il y a tout ce que vous voulez. Puis en plus il y a des instruments locaux. Donc on a parlé du shakuhachi, du biwa, du sanshin, du violin. Il y a bien plein de choses. Et comme le dit Nicky à travers ça, c'est aussi d'inviter des sons asiatique, on va dire, hein, puisqu'on parlait de la Corée, on a parlé de la Chine, on a parlé du Japon. Il pourrait très bien aussi peut-être ajouter autour de ces pays-là des sons de la Thaïlande, des sons de la Malaisie. Voilà, il y a plein de pays avec sa culture particulière. Et il met tout ça dans ses albums. Et effectivement, alors ça serait compliqué d'avoir beaucoup d'instruments, comme il dit, parce que s'il y avait 20 personnes sur scène, ça serait compliqué. Mais quand ils tournent, ils prennent au maximum quelques instruments locaux, tels le shakuhachi, le biwa, pour jouer ces morceaux tant particuliers. On vous fera découvrir quelques morceaux, bien sûr, dans cette approche. Nicky, we speak about the first release, Rock of Asia, and about the anthology with the engine ASEAN, sorry, anthology with the, right now on different platform and so on. I listened this anthology a couple of days, and I would like to speak about the song called Guardian of the Sea, which look like in parallel of the song called Ocean. I pretty sure that you are a huge fan of Ocean in general.
Well, actually, that's Okinawa music, Guardian of the Sea. The lyrics are about Okinawan god.
Yeah.
Okinawa is the southern island of Japan. Okinawa has a history of a sort of a tragedy. But anyway, they are very happy people. I'm not sure what you said about the music type, but it's you know, to me, it's Okinawa music. It's very happy, up-tempo type of music, yes.
Ben voilà, il y a un titre, moi, qui m'a beaucoup marqué. J'adore le morceau Guardian of the Sea, on en parlait. Donc, c'est autour de la 7e île du Japon, hein, Okinawa, qui a une... Ben, comme le dit Nikki, il y a eu quelques moments tragiques autour de Okinawa. Mais voilà, je vous invite à aller écouter. Hein. Il y a plein de bons titres. Il y a un autre morceau qui s'appelle Solitary Friends. Il y a The Parallel, qui est un très bon morceau. The Son, The Daughter. Il y a plein de bonnes choses à écouter, à découvrir dans Rock of Asia. Et puis, il y a quelques titres, on va en parler aussi, purement japonais. Nikki, on this anthology, if we have to share something with the local people who listen to the music, we have some songs clearly provided by the Japanese rules or something like that. Kojo Notsuki, Namino right. Shizaru Tada, it's clearly some songs with some different things, and it's clearly your culture, your what we share with us now.
Oh yes, Kojo no Tsuki, of course, it was written by somebody else.
Yeah.
It was written by Rentaro Taki, and he was a prodigy type of composer. He died very young. I think he died like 24, 25, but he had written many songs that were famous, that any Japanese people can remember.
Yeah.
Kojo no Tsuki is one song, but we also have songs like Sumida Gawa, a very famous song for children. But he went to Germany. I have to look it up, actually. Maybe you can actually search Rentaro Taki, the Japanese composer. But he went to one of the European countries. I'm talking about 120 years ago.
Yeah.
This is the end of 19th century, maybe 1900 or 1899. But he got sick. He came back to Japan. Like I said, I have to look it up.
Yeah.
He died like in 1902 or 1903. He died very young, but such a beautiful melody, and I think lots of Europeans were impressed by the song Kojo no Tsuki. But it's been 20 years since the composition was done.
Yeah.
So many people have covered it.
Yes.
But Rock of Asia, we did it our own way.
And I think, Nikki, if we speak about Kojo no Tsuki, it's a song played by Scorpions when it's played on Tokyo, no? If I remember. This is this song, no?
Scorpions, yes. The Scorpions, yes, yes, yes.
When we released Tokyo Tapes on the first tour in your Japanese country, he plays this song, Kojo no Tsuki, if I remember, huh?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Scorpions, of course, they did that.
yes.
I think there's a bond between Japan and Germany.
Yeah.
Because, if you look at the World War II, we were allies. Your friends wasn't. But anyway, we liked, Japanese rock fans liked the Scorpions from the beginning.
Yeah.
And they were pretty big back in 1974. 76.
Yes.
I think, they started playing Kojo no Tsuki when they came to Japan for the first time. I didn't go. I was only maybe 14 years old.
like me.
right. Yeah, but, I was aware that the Scorpions played the song. Tokyo Tapes. Ulrich, what's his name?
This is not Michael Schenker.
John Ulrich Roth.
John Ulrich Roth, yes.
Yeah, he's such an amazing guitar player.
Yes.
And he did a good, the version of Kojo no Tsuki.
Yes.
And actually, Klaus Meiner. He sang.
Yes.
He sang it too.
Yeah.
He sang.
That's crazy. Eh ben, vous avez compris, les amis, on est en train de parler donc des titres sur cette anthologie avec Nicky, et puis on parlait du morceau. Il y a plein de morceaux locaux, hein, comme il a dit. Il y a donc Kojo Notsuki, on en a parlé, Manimo Shirazu Tada aussi. Bon, il y a plein d'autres choses. Et puis on parlait de Kojo Notsuki, et bien sûr, ce morceau est un morceau très très connu au Japon. Il a été repris, effectivement, comme il le dit, entre les échanges qu'il y avait entre l'Allemagne et le Japon. Et puis bien sûr, ce Kojo Notsuki est repris par Scorpion dans le Tokyo Teps, et Uli John Roth en a fait une version incroyable, et puis la voix de Klaus Meine chantant du japonais sur ce titre est incroyable. Voilà, on a échangé un petit peu avec Nicky sur le sujet. Nicky, just before we ending, because of course we have to ending, we starting but we ending, yes. Few words about the new records. Do you have some plan, do you have some date to listen to your new music? I think in 2023, or today it's just starting some new songs and something like that, like you said, a few minutes, and you have no plan for that, for release date or something like that?
Of course, our goal is to release our next album. It's going to be the fourth album.
Yep.
In February next year.
Okay.
So this is September already. So I have only less than half now, half a year. Half a year is not really enough, because I've written only 5-6 songs. I have to write at least 5 more songs.
So you have to work.
But yeah, see, Olivier, I do everything. I compose music, I write the lyrics, I sing, I arrange the music, I play the guitar, I play biwa.
Yeah.
You know, I have to write a music score to for the violin player, shakuhachi player, and all that. And I record it in my studio. I mix it. I produce the whole thing, so there's a pressure on me. So, definitely, the new album will be released sometime next year.
Okay.
Hopefully, it's going to happen in February, but okay. If not, in March or April.
Yeah, yeah. So I put.
I'm dedicating myself to
that. I put a pressure on right now. I want on February. I want on February.
Thank you so much, Olivia. I can hear it from Paris.
Bah voilà, donc le prochain album sera prévu en février, si tout se passe bien, comme il le dit, parce qu'il y a beaucoup de choses. Il enregistre beaucoup, il enregistre chez lui, il fait beaucoup de choses. Donc si c'est pas en février, ça sera en mars ou en avril. Mais enfin, c'est bien avancé. Il y a déjà 5 titres, il y en a d'autres à écrire. On suivra ça, bien sûr, d'un œil, et puis on réinvitera Nicky. Nicky, I just said in French, of course, we re-invite you to speak about this new release. In February, March or April, when we are the new songs and we can discuss about this new release, of course. And before we ending, my idea is to make a song called Ocean just after this fantastic and crazy interview with you. Before we leave, Nicky, do you have a message for the French listener?
Yes, people in France, you know, I haven't been there. I don't know why. I've been to America because I lived in America, but now I am dying to go there. So when I go there, bring me some French wine so we can party and celebrate my music and your love for music. I love you all. I love you. Merci. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bah, on écoute tout de suite Océan. So now, Nicky, you're moving to listen this crazy and fantastic song we call Océan. Ocean coming soon.
Thank you.